Someone who's not a Kohen, who does the Avodah on the Beit HaMikdash, is Mechala of the Avodah. And if he does the Avodah is possible. So the Gemara says, from Rav Mesharshia, Asi a Kalvachomer mi Yoshev. It's a Kalvachomer from one who sits when he does the Avodah. Ma Yoshev she'ochel im Ovad Chila. Somebody sits while he's doing the Avodah, he's Mechala of the Avodah, and the Avodah is possible. Even though a Yoshev can eat kochim. You're allowed to eat kochim while you're sitting. So we see that a person is not allowed to eat kochim. He has no connection, no link to kochim. He's not even allowed to eat it. So eino din shim oda tchilo. So for sure, if he does the avodah, so he should be mechalo the avodah. That's the source of Rav Mesharshia, that he says from here we know that zar that does the avodah is mechalo the avodah. So the Shita Mekubetas is, how do we, where is there a case that a person who sits can sit and eat the kochim? Kochim we eat in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're not allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash because we have a klal, Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azora, Elo L'Malcha Beis David Dovah. The person is not allowed to sit in the Azora. The Azora is the whole yard, the chosa that's around the Mizbeach, and that's the place to eat kochim. And if you're not allowed to sit there. So how could it be a Yoshev She'ochel, somebody who's eating kochim while he's sitting? So in the Shita Mekubeti, is there an Ost Chof, he says that it's talking about kochim kalim and abchor. That means kochim kalim or abchor. That's the kind of kochim that you don't have to eat it dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. You could eat it in the whole Yerushalayim. So outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he eats kochim kalim, he's allowed to sit. And that's where we bring the Kal V'chomer, one who sits when he eats kochim. That's one teretz in the Shita. And Inami, the second teretz is, Afilu B'kodshe Kodoshim Ayrit. Talking even Kodshe Kodoshim, that means the chasos or a oshot, which you have to eat in the Azorah next to the Mizbeach. So how could you sit? You're not allowed to sit there. So he says, V'tzorech korban shayni, Tichsiv L'moshcho, Nesativ Loch, V'darshino L'kamon Kederech Shasorim Ochlin Oso. It's talking by kochim kochim, we eat it in the Azora, and you're allowed to sit because it's tzorech korban. We need it for the korban to eat it, and to eat kochim you have to eat it lemoshcho. That's what we read in yesterday's parsha, or in chutzar, it's next week's parsha Korach. It says that the matonis of kuhuna lecho mesati lemoshcho. Moshcho means legdula. And kederech shamalochim olchem. We eat kochim just like when kings eat a seudah. When they have a banquet, they eat in a chashivas, the most chashivas way. So the same thing, kochim, we eat in the most chashivas way. One of them is to eat it roasted, tzmi, and with chardol, with good taste. So the same thing, you eat it sitting down. So since you have to eat the kochim in the Azorah, and the Torah wants you to eat it kederech shamalochim ochlim lomoshcho, in a way of chashivas, and mainly you have to eat it sitting down in the Azorah. So this, the Torah said, for this case you're allowed to sit, for eating kochim. The same two terutzim, we have also Tosfos in Yuma, and he has a few more terutzim. Tosfos in Yuma, the Gemara in Yuma is talking about the takona the Rabbonon made, that in order to do the avodah, the first avodah of the Beis HaMikdash in the morning, there was once a tkufa, or there was a time when the Kohanim used to fight over it, and it became dangerous when they pushed each other. So they made a takona to do a pais, to do a lottery, like that they choose a number, and the one who comes on that number, he's the one who does it, and everybody else stays away from the avodah on that morning. So it says, the zokein, the elder of the Kohanim sat, and all the Kohanim stood around him, and then they chose the number, and they made the lottery, which is called a pais. The Gemara asks, how could the Zokein sit in the Azorah, Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azorah? So the Gemara answers that he sat in a room that the part of that room was chol, it didn't have a kedusha of the Azorah, so it was allowed to sit. So there the Gemara also talks about Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azorah. So Tosfos asks from our Gemara. The Gemara by us says, Yoshev She'ochel, how could a Yoshev eat kochim, how could he eat kochim and sit with Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azorah? So Tosfos says, Yeshloimah, it's in Yuma Dav Chof Hei, Tosfos says, V'eshlema she'ochel b'kodshim kalim ha'necholim b'choloyer. It's talking by kodshim kalim, that you eat in Yerushalayim, but ain't a chanami. It's true that kodshim, which you have to eat in the Azor, you have to stand up, you have no heter to sit, because ain't yeshiva b'azor. Inami, another third, he says, O Marib ben Rebavarom, Av al gav de ain't yeshiva b'azor, even though there's no heter to sit in the Azorah only to Malkei Beis Dovid, but everyone else is not allowed to sit in the Azorah. That's only things that are not Tzorech Avodah. Anything that's not the Tzorech of Avodah, so you're not allowed to sit. Let's say Pais. Tosfos says the Pais, the lottery that they made to choose which coin does the Avodah, for that you're not allowed to sit because it's not Mamish Tzorech Avodah. They could have done Avodah without a Pais. It was just a new takona. But things that are Tzorech Avodah, Tosfos says that Achilas Kodshim, Achilav Kodshei Kodshim, that's a Chatos and Oshim, which the Kohanim eat and the Bailim is Kaprim. That means the Hemshech, the continuation of the Kapora, even though the Iker Kapora, the main Kapora of a Korban is this Rikas Adam, when you put the Dam, the blood on the Mizbech, but also the end of the fullness of the Kapora is when the Kohanim eat the Bosor of the Kodshim of the Chatos and the Oshim. So since it's a hemshech of the korban and it's a chelik of the kapora, so it's called tzorech avodah, and you're allowed to sit in the azora today to eat the kodshim. So menela, even though you could stand, but you're allowed to sit, because anything that you do in the azora is made for avodah, anything you do in the azora that's for avodah, so you're allowed to sit. When you're doing the avodah itself, this rikar, the shechita, there's a special posik that there's a din in the avodah that you have to stand. But all other things that have tzorech avodah, you're allowed to sit. And Tosfos brings a raya from a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Tes. We also had it this week in the Daf Hayomi. The Gemara talks about kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, when you have to wash your hands from the kira and your feet. So the Gemara has a machlokes, how do you do the feet and the hands at one time? So there the Gemara says there's two shittas. The Rabbonim say you do the right hand, you put the right hand on your right foot and the left hand on the left foot, and you're Mekadesh, and that way you could stand in such a way and be Mekadesh the Yodayim Raglayim together. And Rabbi Yisib Rav Yudah says, you put your right hand on your left hand, and both of them on the right foot on the left foot. I mean, it's a pile of 2 feet and 2 hands, and that's how you're Mekadesh. The Gemara says, the Rabbonah say you can't stand, that way it's not possible a person should be able to do that and stand. The Gemara says that he leans on somebody else. So then the Gemara asks, why do you have to add on? Why can't you sit and be Mekadosh Yodayim V'Raglayim? The Leisiv Meisav, let him sit while he's doing Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, while he's washing his hands from the Kira, let him sit. And that way he would be able to do the hands and the feet together. So the Gemara says that there's a special posik that for Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, you also have to stand because it's Hukash L'Sherus. And just like Sherus, which is Avodah itself, needs Amida, standing. So the same thing by washing your hands from the Kira. Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim also needs to be withstanding. When the Gemara asked the Kasha V'Leisiv Meisav, the Gemara asked, how do we know that you have to stand by Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim? Maybe you could sit. So Tosfos says, how could you sit? There's another reason why you can't sit, because Ein Yeshida Ba'Azorah. So why did the Gemara ask to sit by Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim? So Tosfos brings a raya that there's no problem with any yeshiva bazor, because kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is tzorech avodah, and since it's tzorech avodah, so you're allowed to sit. That's what Tosfos in Yuma brings, and it's all connected with his third day. He says anything that has a tzorech avodah, that's in order to do the avodah, like eating kodshim, that's a kapora, or kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, you're allowed to sit. Tosfos himself in Tzvachim, Daf Yud Tes, where the Gemara asks this, Beleisiv Meisav by Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, Tosfos asks, how could the Gemara say that he should sit Ein Yeshiva Bazor? So Tosfos says, really, the Gemara didn't mean to sit, because you're not allowed to sit, because Ein Yeshiva Bazor. That means Tosfos holds that even Tzorech Avodah, you're not allowed to sit. But Tosfos says, it's called Nyal Yedei Smicha, that means you're leaning. You're not really standing, you're not really sitting, but it's all Yedei Smicha. So we see from Tosfos that smicha is not called sitting, and that's an inyan by itself to see what smicha is called. I mean, standing, when you're leaning on something, is it called amida or is it called yeshiva? There's about 4 or 5 shittas what it's called. But Tosfos in Zvachim holds that it's not called sitting. Tosfos in Yuma says that Akimor is not talking about leaning, it's talking about sitting, and you're allowed to sit because of the Surah Chavuda. Then there's one more teretz in Tosfos. It says, Inami Yeshlomar, how could you sit and eat kodshim and yeshiva bazor? Tosfos says you're allowed to sit because kodshim is mitan lemoshcho legdula. Like we said before, that since you have to eat kodshim in a chashivus way, in a kederach shamalochim ochlim, so memela you're allowed to sit. And Tosfos here separated the two inyonim. There's one teretz is because it's tzorech avodah. So that's anything that Tzorach Avodah could be Kiddush Yavayim Baraglayim or Achilas Kodshim, but not because it's Achila. And the second Tzorach Avodah says Dafka Achila because it's Lemoshcha, but not anything that has Tzorach Avodah. Not even Tzorach Avodah, it's just Tzorach Achila. But Tzorach says since you have to eat it there and you have to eat it Lemoshcha, so that's a little bit different than the Tzorach of Tzorach and the Shita in Zvochim that he put it together. He said it's Tzorach Korban and it's Lemoshcha. So meantime, we have, in Tosus Yuma, we have three Tzorachim. One, that you're not allowed to sit when you're eating Kodshim, because it's Vazora. Another Tzorach says that it's Tzorach Avodah, because it's a Kapora for the Bailin, so you're allowed to sit. And the second, and the third Tzorach says that it's Tzorach Dachil of Kodshim Lemoshcho, so it says it's the Tzorach said, for this you're allowed to sit, because you have to eat it Lemoshcho, Legidula. Then, there's one more Tzorach in Tosus that Tosus doesn't hold of. He says, Eilitaris. That's Tosfos and Daf Kofei. The same Teretz of Tosfos and Daf Kofei, the fourth Teretz is in Daf Ches on the base. Tosfos also brings this shot and says Yesh Meforshim. That means there were some that did say this Teretz. It's Tosfos Ches on the base D'I. Tosfos wants to say that even though you're not allowed to sit in the Azorah, but if there's Lishkos that are Bnuyos Bachol and Psuchos Lakodesh, that means the Shetach, the area where it's built, is a place where it's Chol, it's really not Kodesh B'Kedushas Azor. But the door of it, the opening to this room, this Lishko, is from Kodesh, but it has a din of Kodesh in that Lishko, and you're allowed to eat Kodeshim, because the Torah has a special posik that you're allowed to eat Kodeshim in the Azorah, and also in another Chotzer, in another yard next to it, that means if there's a room that's open to the Azorah, also you're allowed to eat Kodeshim. So it's not the Azorah itself, but it's like the Azorah. It has Kedusha like the Azorah, but has one darga of Kedusha less than the Azorah itself. Because in the Azorah, if a Tomei goes into the Azorah, so it's Chayav Koros. But in the Lishka, that has a Kedusha of Azorah, if you go in, you're not Chayav Koros. So it's a little bit less Kedusha. So Tosfos wanted to say that in such a Lishka, even though you're allowed to eat Kodshim, you're allowed to sit also. There isn't the Isser of sitting in the Azorah. And Tosfos also in Daf Ches, he said that in the Lishka, that's Benuyo Bachol, built in the Chole, but it's Kodesh because it has an opening to the Kodesh, you were allowed to sit and also to sleep in that Azorah. And that's in that Lishka. And that's why Tosfos said that the Lishka's Parhedrin, which is the room that the Kohen Gadol for 7 days before Yom Kippur, he's allowed to sleep there even though it's Kodosh, because it's less than the Kedusha of the Azorah, so you're allowed to sleep there. But then Tosfos says, Tosfos doesn't hold of that there. He argues with it and he says that since it has the Kedusha like the Azorah, so that you're allowed to eat Kodshim and other things, so the Nele, you're not allowed to sit there also. So in order to explain these two Tzorachim, what's the difference if Lishkos Abnuyos Bachol of Psuchos Lakodesh, if you're allowed to sit there or not? So we could have a Hakira, we could think, what's the Isser of sitting in the Azorah? Is the Isser of sitting in the Azorah because you're Lifnei Hashem, like you're in front of Hashem? All the Azorah is called Lifnei Hashem because it's in front of the Oel Moed, in front of the Heichol, which is in front of the Aron. And anything that's Lifnei Hashem, it's like you're standing in front of a melech. Like Peshmanesa, it's called Omid Lifnei HaMelech. When you're standing in front of a king, you have to stand. You can't sit. It's a zilzul in the melech. So that could be one reason, one way to understand that you're not allowed to sit in the Azorah. Or it could be another reason. It could be that the reason why you're not allowed to sit in the Azorah is because it has Kedusha. Since there's a certain Kedusha of Azorah, and like you have Kedusha of Tehillim, or there's Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, certain things that you can't do when you have a certain Kedusha, like a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to sit on the same bench with a Sefer Torah, or the Sefer Torah is standing, so you also have to stand, or there's a room with a Sefer Torah in it, so you can't do certain things. And Tefillin have a Kedusha, you can't do certain things in front of Tefillin, or with Tefillin, you can't sleep on them. So the same thing, there's a Kedusha in the Azorah. The Kedusha of the Azorah prevents you from doing certain things, and you're also not allowed to sit. In fact, the Loshon HaRambam in Perek Zayin and Hilchos Beis HaBchira, he starts off the Perek Mitzvas Esen Yiro Min HaMikdosh Shenema HaMikdosh Yitziro. You have to be at a Yiro when you come into the Beis HaMikdosh. The Ezu Yiro also, you're not allowed to go in the Harabais with your stick, with your shoes. And then the Rambam continues to say that also, that's the Harabais, a certain dinim of Kedusha, of Kovod, and Yura that you're not allowed to do. Then the Rambam says, "Boso lechol odo." When you walk in the Azor, kol anichnas laAzor, you have to walk benachas, b'mokem shemutor lo likonis l'shom. You have to be mahalich be'emo, b'yiro, b'ro'odo, and you have to see kilu you're standing in front of Hashem. Yir atmo shu omid lifnei Hashem. Then the Rambam in Halacha Vav says, "Boso lechol odo leishes b'chol haAzor." You're not allowed to sit in the Azor. It's much more a continuation of all the dinim of Yira that you have in the Azor. Ein yeshiva ba'Azor, elo lemalche beis David, ubevad shenema vayobo ha-melech David vayeshev lifnei Hashem. So it could be another reason, like either because you're lifnei Hashem, it's as if you're standing in front of Hashem, so you're not allowed to sit in front of a melech, or because it has a certain kedusha. You have to be noed, you have to act with such kedusha in a certain way, and one of the ways to act when you're in the kedusha of Azor is not to sit. So, if we say that the reason is because it's lifnei Hashem, you're standing in front of Hashem, so that would only be while you're in the Azor itself, the open Azor, where it's lifnei Hashem in front of the Peichol, which is in front of the Orem. But if it's a lishka on the side, even though it might have the kedusha of Azor, but it's not called lifnei Hashem. But if we say that the reason is because it has a certain kedusha, the level of kedusha prevents you from sitting, so in a lishka, that's benuya b'chol u'psucho l'kodesh, it also has that level of kedusha. And we could think two ways. Either we could say that it has the kedusha of Azorah for most reasons, so you're not allowed to sit, or it has a little bit less kedusha, that if a tomei walks in, he's not chayv koros, so it doesn't have that level of kedusha, so you're allowed to sit. So if we say lishkos abnuyos b'chol u'psuchos l'kodesh, you're not allowed to sit, the reason would be because it has that level of kedusha that prevents you from sitting. Tosfos in Yevamos, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, says there's a gemara there that Shar Nikonor, that's the east shar that you go into the Azora, Shar Nikonor was named after the person that brought those doors, that's the Maisa in Yuma. Shar Nikonor was not kodesh b'kedushas Azorah. The Chachomim didn't give it, they weren't mekadesh the kedushas Azorah in that gate. It's a walkway, gate with a walkway going into the Azorah. Only the kedusha of the Azorah starts from the Azorah itself after that walkway, after that gate. Why? Because when the Metzorah has to be mekadesh, has to put his fingers, his matan b'honus, he has to put his thumbs into the Azorah today, that the Kohen should put the dam of the korban onto his finger, or the shemen. So, in order for matan b'honos, you have to have in the Azorah. So, they didn't be mekadesh the shar nikonor, kedei that the mitzorim should be able to stand under this roof, under this walkway, this gate of shar nikonor, and be able to stick their fingers into the Azorah. They themselves can't go into the Azorah yet, because they didn't bring their korban. They're not finished with the korban yet. Only after the korban is finished, they have enough kedusha to go into the Azorah, but meantime their fingers they can stick into the Azorah. And the place of Shar Nikonor doesn't have kedusha yet, so they can stand there and stick their fingers into the Azorah. So Tosfos yes, over there, Tosfos in Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Divrei HaMashal Zenichnas. Says yes, why didn't they be mekadesh Shar Nikonor? Let it be kodesh. And the Metzoroim will stand outside of the gate on the other side. They'll stand in the Ezras Moshim and stick their fingers into the gate, and the Kohen will stand in the gate and put the Matan Bonus there. So why did they need to prevent the Shar Nikonor from Kedusha? So the Rivon answers there that even though it would have been Kodosh, the Kedusha Sazor, but it's not called Lifnei Hashem. So Mimele, the Matan Bonus, which required that you be Lifnei Hashem, you wouldn't be Mekayim that Mitzvah. So Mimele, you have to be Mekadesh, the gate Shar Nikonor, that they should be able to stand there, and their fingers are sticking into the Azorah, the open Azorah, which is called Lifnei Hashem. And Tosfos asks, and why is it not called Lifnei Hashem? If it has Kedusha Azorah, it's called Lifnei Hashem. So the Chura, we see also this difference, that there could be the two opinions. One is that it's called Lifnei Hashem only the Azorah itself, and if it would be another place with a room, a mechitzah, and would have Kedusha Azorah, but it wouldn't be called Lifnei Hashem. Or that even though it's not in the open Azorah, but since it has the level of Kedusha of Azorah, so that level of Kedusha is also called Lifnei Hashem. So we see this two opinions of what's called Lifnei Hashem, if Kedusha Azorah gives it Lifnei Hashem or not. So the same thing we'll say in the Machlokes and Tosfos, if the Yesh Meforshim say that the Lishkos Abduyos Bachol, Upsuchos Lakodesh, you can sleep there, it's because the Isser or sit there, the Isser of sitting is only in the Azora that's Mamish Lifnei Hashem, and there even as Kedushas Azora, it's not called Lifnei Hashem, or that if it has Kedushas Azora, it's also called Lifnei Hashem, and you're not allowed to sit. Now, to figure out if the reason is because of Lifnei Hashem, or because of the Kedusha of the Azora. So we have a few. What's the source of Ein Yeshiva Bazor? How do we know that Ein Yeshiva Bazor? So there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Rashi says, over there the Gemara is talking about Yerovam ben Nevot, that when Yerovam ben Nevot started becoming a king, he was afraid that it will go Aliyah L'Regel to Yerushalayim, and everybody will see that the Melech Beis David Rechavam will be sitting in the Azor, and Yerovam is standing. So they'll say that he's the Melech and he's not the Melech. So they'll leave Yerovam. He was afraid that his Malchus, his kingdom, will fall apart. They'll see that the real Melech is Melech Beis David. So over there it says, Ein Yeshiva Bazora Elo L'Malche Beis David Bilvad. So Rashi says there, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai V'lo Mikro. Rashi says it's a Doraisa, and it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it's not from a prophet. First was here in Zvachim Daf Tazayin on the Dalet. In the end of the Tosfos, that starts Miyoshev, Miyoshev Talmud Chochem, so there's Agor at the end of Tosfos, and Tosfos says at the end of that Agor that it's not a Doraisa, it's only a Dorabonon, that means the Hakon is Dorabonon, the Gerz Dorabonon of Yerav, Bipnei HaMikdosh, so one of them is not the sin in the Azor, but it's not a Doraisa. There's another Rashi, Rashi says in Yom Adav Samach, Teh Somet Beis, on the top, Ein Yeshiva Bazor, Dichtiv Lama Bodeshorin. We have two psukim that people were standing in the Azorah. We didn't find that somebody sat in the Azorah. Mashma Rashi, that's the source. Because we don't find that somebody sat in the Azorah, so we know that it's also to sit. Rashi means a Hezbollah. So because we don't find that somebody sat, so it's a Yisr to sit. It needs more of a source to say that you're not allowed to sit in the Azorah. If we say that the pshat in Ein Yeshiva Bazor is because it's Lifnei Hashem, you're not allowed to sit because you're only Lifnei HaMelech, so it could be Rashi is only saying that in Misvora you shouldn't be able to sit in Bazor because you're Lifnei Hashem. If you wanted to sit in Bazor, you would need a source to show you that you're allowed to sit. And that's why Rashi says, "V'lo matzino bo yeshiva." Since we don't find that you're allowed to sit, so probably you're not allowed to sit because you're Lifnei Hashem. But the Etzem Gemara needs a pshat, because how do we know that you're allowed to sit Malche Beis David? Because it says a posik, Vayovo HaMelech David Vayeshev Lifnei Hashem. So how does the Gemara know that David HaMelech was an exception, that everybody else is not allowed to sit, but he was an exception? Maybe David HaMelech was not the exception. You're allowed to sit. Rashi said the whole reason we know, the whole thing we know that Ein Yeshiva Bazor is we don't find anybody sitting, but we do find David HaMelech sat, so maybe he's the regular, that means you're allowed to sit because we see that David sat. So that needs a pshat. Our proponent Rashi says, Lo Matzino Bo Yeshiva. So it's easier to understand the Rashi if you say the pshat is because it's Lifnei Hashem. And Lifnei Hashem is a svara that you shouldn't be able to sit there. There's another Rashi. Rashi says in Soto, that Mem on his base, Rashi says like this, Ein Yeshiva Bazola, the Ein Kovod Shomayim Bekah. Not Kovod Shomayim to sit in the Azor. So we see also that it's a din of Kovod Shomayim, like you're in front of the Shechina, you shouldn't be able to sit at the Svara. Ba'afilu Malachi Ashoreth Ein Lam Shom Yeshiva. B'chiv Oindim Nima'al, Shlofim Oindim Nima'al, Lo Tepositim Yishai. Krevot Al-Chad Min Komaya. It says two psukim it brings from Yishai and from Daniel that Malachim stood. So Rashi says, even Malachim in front of Hashem, they don't sit, they stand. So we see from here that Ein Yeshiva Bazor. So you see then it's from Rashi that it's a svara that if it's Lifnei Hashem, in front of the Shechina you're not allowed to sit. From Tosfos, Tosfos Loshen in Daf Chet on the Beis in Yuma, that Tosfos wanted to say the Lishkos, that Bnei Bechol of Psukos LaKodesh, you're allowed to sit, he says, to Loshen, the Lokob Shom Gamri Ke Kedusha Sazor. It's much more that it's taller in the Kedusha. What's interesting to point out here is the Marsha. The Marsha says here in Daf Mem on Soto, on the Posik of David HaMelech, says, Vayova HaMelech David Vayeshev Lifnei Hashem. So he sat, so the Marsha says, even though there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash yet, so where's the Azorah? So he says, Toicha Kloin, that means the Chotar of the Mishkan, which was still the Kayam then, and there was a Mishkan. The Chotar of the Mishkan had the same din like the Beis HaMikdash Azorah. Just like you can't sit in the Azorah, you can't sit in the Chotzer of the Mishkan. The Marsho is a big pillar. It's hard to understand the Marsho. Because when was this story, when did this happen that David HaMelech sat, Vayobre HaMelech David Vayeshev Mifnei Hashem? This happened after David HaMelech brought up the Aron for Kiryas Yaron. Then it was in Beis Obed Edom HaGiti, and then he brought it up with a lot of singing and dancing, and he brought it to Ir Sion, to Yerushalayim. Next to Yerushalayim, he made an ohel, a special place, and that's where he put the Aron. And after that, he says, Vayiki Asher Yoshev HaMelech David Beisa, and he said, I'm sitting in a Beis HaRozim, I'm living in a better house, and the Aron Hashem is Pachas Yerir, it's in a tent. Then in the Hemshech, it says, Vayobo HaMelech David, Vayeshev Lifnei Hashem, and he said a whole tefillah about his malchus and about the kribbah. And Rashi says in Shmuel, and the Mitzvah Zovik brings it in Divrei HaGaon, that where did he come? Vayova HaMelech David Vayeshev Lifnei Hashem Lifnei HaOron. He sat in front of the Oron. And it's Yodua, there's psukim of Roshim all over, that in that kufa of between Shoal and the Beit HaMikdash of Shlomo was the tkuf of Nov V'Givon. It was 52 years of Nov V'Givon. And at that tkuf there was the Mishkan in Givon, in the time of the Dovid HaMelech, in the end of Dovid HaMelech's time, and in the beginning of Shlomo's Malchus, the Mishkan was in Givon. And the Oron was not there. The Oron was from Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. And here's the psukim in Divrei HaYomim, the beginning of Divrei HaYomim Beis, in the first parak, in Posek Gimel, it says, Vayelchu Shlomo b'chol hakol imo labomo asher begivon, kishom hoyo olel moed elokim asher oto Moshe eved Hashem b'mizbah. They went to the big bomo, the mizbeach, that Moshe made the mishkan d'olel moed, was in Givon. Avol, the next Posek, Posek Dalet says, Avol arono elokim, Hello, David, Mikiryas Yaorin, Lachin lo David, Kinota lo Oel Birushalayim. So he says Mefurish in the Pasuk that the Oren was not in where Givon was. It was in two separate places. And also Mech is not the Meshech Chochma. There was a reason why the Oren was separated from the Mishkan. And what he says in Parshas Re, the Kitzur comes out that because of this, but now it's not the Inyan of that. Now we're talking about a different Inyan, but the Inyan was that between the Churban of Mishkan Shiloh and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a heter to be makriv and a bomo outside of the Mishkan. So that's why the Oren had to be from the Mishkan. If the Oren was with the Mishkan, so there would be an Isur, you wouldn't allow to be makriv any korbonus in everybody's private bomo, you'd have to bring it to the Mishkan. Al Koponim, since it was separated, the Oren was in Ir Tzion and the Mishkan was in Givon. And it says, Vayova HaMelech David Vayeshev Lifnei Hashem, he sat in front of the Oron, so that was in Ir Tzion, not by the Mishkan. The Tzion was not where the Azorah was. So what does the Gemara bring in Yeshiva Bazorah? Only the Malchim is David. Why? Because we see that David, Vayova HaMelech David Vayeshev Lifnei Hashem, but he wasn't part of the Marsha says that Toch HaKiloim is instead of the Azorah in the Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't sit there. He wasn't by the Mishkan. He was in a separate, a different place completely. It was by the Oron, and the Oron was in the Yeriah. And there was no Azorah there, there was no Beis HaMikdash there, there was no Mishkan. So we see from here that the Isur of sitting by Azorah is because you're Lifnei Hashem, you're not in the Azorah, there's no Kedushas Azorah there. It's just because you're Lifnei Hashem in front of the Melech, in front of the Orah, in front of the Shechinah, you're not allowed to sit. And that would be a right like Rashi, and that fits in with Rashi and Yuma, that Mem on his base. The Rashi says, not Kovit Shemayim, and it would be right from Malachi Asharis. Malachi Asharis are not in the Azorah, the Malachi Asharis are in front of the Shekhinah. If you're in front of the Shekhinah, you understand. That's why there's a right from Malachi Asharis to people. And also the next Rashi, in Soto Daf Mem on his base, Elo Lamalchi Beis David, the Rashi says, Shecholak Lo Mamokum Kovit, Leharos Shemalchus Shleimot. The Beis Shemayim gave Kovit to Malchus Beis David, to show that the Malchus is Shlema, that he was Zochet to Kesar Malchus, so the Torah allowed him to sit. And that means when you have a Choshev, a guest, that is very important to you, so you tell him, have a seat. So the same thing, when David HaMelech came to the Mishkan, Hashem gave him Rishus to sit. Why? To show that he's Shlemus, his Malchus is Bishlem. So you see, if it would be a din in the Kedusha, there is no right that his Malchus is Bishlemus, just because he's allowed to be knowing in the Kedusha a different way. But if it's because you meet me Hashem, so it's as if Hashem tells you to sit, then there's a raya that is Malchus Shlim. Then we have another Tosfos. There's Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel on the base. The Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel in Sukkah tries to find how do we know that when you sit, it says Basukah Stesh Shivas Yomim. How do we know that at night you're also supposed to sit in the Sukkah? Maybe it's only Shivas Yomim 7 days. So Tosfos, Gemara says we learn out Teshvu Teshvu Zer Shabbat. It says Basukah Stesh Shivas Yomim. And in the passage by the Miluim it says Umipes Pesach Oyal Moed Teshvu Shivas Yomim. So just like over there, by the Miluim they have to sit Yom Balayla, like it says there in the passage. So the same thing by Sukkah where it says Teshvu is Yom Balayla also at night. That's the Gemara. Tosfos says Teshvu Teshvu Lagzer Shover. So it says that Miluim. We don't learn it out from Miluim completely because by Miluim they didn't sit continuously for 7 days and 7 nights, but they had to sleep. And then Yeshiva Bazora, and the Chosar of the Mishkan is like Azora, they're not allowed to sleep. So for sure they left, when they had to sleep, they had to leave the Omer. But it means most of the time of 7 days, when they didn't have to sleep, they were in the Oral Moed, by the Chotah of the Mishkan. But by Sukkah, you're not allowed to sleep, Chutzle Sukkah. So even though we learn how to Gzir Shove Teshvu Teshvu from the Miluim to the Sukkah, but by Miluim, they were leaving when they had to sleep, because they weren't allowed to sleep in the Chotah of the Oral Moed. So Pnei Yeshua says over there in Sukkah, that there's a toast with Yishonim in Yuma, that says that the Chotzer, the Oral Moed, the Mishkan, before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before it was inaugurated, before it became a permanent Mishkan, while it was in the time of the Miluim, it didn't have a Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash. It didn't have a Kedusha of the Mishkan, and only had a Kedusha of Boma. It just was like a temporary Boma, and not like a permanent Mishkan. So the Pnei Yeshua says, if we say it didn't have Kedushas Mishkan, yet it didn't have Kedushas Azora, so Memele, they were allowed to sleep in the Chotzer of the Oral Moed, not like Tosfos. Tosfos would say, like the Pnei Yeshua would come out, that Tosfos would say that the Mishkan had a din of a Mishkan at Kedushas Azora, even in the time of the Miluim, before the permanent, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But if we say like Tosfos Yishonim in Yuma, that had only a Kedushas Boma, and they were allowed to sleep in the Chotzer of the Oral Moed. But according to what we brought a raya from David HaMelech, that he sat in front of the Aron, and really you were supposed to stand, it's only because Malchus based David have a heter to sit, even though there was no Kedushas Azora because it was not in the Azora, it was near Sion, it wasn't in Gibbon. So it comes out that even in Tosfos and Sukkah, even if we hold like Tosfos Yishonim and Yuma, that the Mishkan didn't have the Kedusha of Oral Moed until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, had only Kedushas Boma, still they weren't allowed to sit or to sleep in the Oral Moed because it was Lifnei Hashem. Even though it doesn't have Kedushas Azor, it means we find here a place where there's no Kedushas Azor, but there's just Lifnei Hashem because the Oron was there, and it was Lifnei Hashem, so they weren't allowed to sit. Tosfos in Daf Yud Tes on the base in Zvochim, he mentions that when the Gemara asked that you should be able to sit and do Kiddush Yodan Vagvayim, the Gemara didn't mean sitting Mamish Kasein Yeshiva Bazora, but the Gemara meant Smicha. And Smicha means leaning, is not called Yeshiva. On this Tosfos, there's a lot of posting talks about it, because Tosfos before that says that when you're Korei Batorah, you have to be careful not to be Somech, not to lean on something, because the Machlokas Rabbonin, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda comes out, the few lines before that, and the Gemara that standing, Al Yedei leaning, if you're leaning while you're standing, it's not called standing. Lefi the Rabbonin, and the Aloha is like the Rabbonin, so Memela by Kriya Tatar, that there's a din to stand, so you shouldn't lean on anything, you should be able to stand freely, not with leaning. So I'll just mention the Shittas. There's in Choshen Mishpot, the Ramah, at the beginning of Simen Yud Zayin, there's a din, V'omdu Shnei Anoshim Asher Elohim Oriv Lifnei Hashem. The Gemara in Shavuot says that Dayonim have to sit, the din of Bezin is Dayonim should sit, Eidim should stand, and the Balei Dinim, the two people who came for the din, they're supposed to stand as well. And the Ramah says in Siman Yudzayin and Choshev Mishpot that if the Eidim or the Balei Dinim, they lean on something even though they're supposed to stand, so they're Yosei. And it's called Amida. So the Ramah and Siman Yudzayin hold that standing, when you're leaning, is called Amida, it's called standing, it's not called sitting. And in Siman Chof Ches, when he's talking about the Dayonim, so he says that if the Dayonim were standing and leaning on something, it's called sitting. So it's a spira in the Ramah. In one place he says that smicha, standing ayudei leaning, is called amida. And one place he says that standing ayudei leaning is called yeshiva. So the Sma says that we go lekula. That means smicha is like in between. So if you, any place we go lekula, if you need standing, we say it's called standing. If you need to sit, so we say it's also called sitting. That means it's something that could be called either standing or sitting. And that's why the Sma says that at the same time you can't have both. That if the Dayonim are standing and leaning, and also the Eidim are standing and leaning, so it's a stira, you can't go both lekula. Either at this time we're calling it standing, or we're calling it sitting. So you could have Eidim leaning, or you could have Dayonim leaning, but you can't have both leaning. And the Shach argues with that. The Shach says that even at the same time, it could be called at the same moment, legabe the Dayonim sitting, you're standing and leaning. The leaning is called the Gabe Dayonim sitting, and the Gabe the Eidim would be called standing. And it brings a riot from Shavuos. The Gemara says that Rav Nachman, it came a din, a Talmud Chochem, or a wife of a Talmud Chochem, a place where he had to give Kovod Asar and stand up in front of the Baal Din. When the Baal Din entered, it was a chiyuv to stand and be Mahadir, to be Mahabit the Torah. So if he would stand in front of her, or him, the Talmud Chochem, so then the other Baal Din, the one who opposes him, would be upset, and would say Rav Nachman likes him because he gave him COVID. So Rav Nachman said to bring in a bird, a goose or something, and fly it in front of him, and it would look like he's scared. Then he would stand up and lean, and it would look like he's sitting, and it wouldn't look like he's giving COVID, but really the Talmud Chochem would know he's giving him COVID. That means there's something in between. And at the same time, he was supposed to be standing and giving Vidur for a Talmid Chochem. And he was supposed to be sitting because he's a Dayan. So how could it be at the same time the same thing? So they see the Shach says that you could be at the same time doing both. You could stand and lean, and you yourself are standing legabe the Hidur of the Talmid Chochem, and you're also sitting legabe the Diyun of the Besdin. And the Grod says on the, in Siman Yud Zayin that standing or they leaning, which is called smicha. Smicha is not called not amida and not yeshiva. So how could the Eidim lean? How could the Dayonim lean? This one is not standing and this one is not sitting. So the Gemara says, because b'di'evet it's mutar, if you had a diyun in Bezdin, the Bezdin were supposed to sit and they didn't sit, or the Dayonim were supposed to stand and they didn't stand. So b'di'evet, if they already did the case, so it's mutar, so memela, so they weren't machmer and ayyadei smicha. So you're allowed to stand ayyadei smicha, and it's not called sitting, it's not called standing, but it's mutar. The Talmud says that it's only called sitting and it's not called standing. And he's cholik on the Ramah. He says that for the Bezdin to lean is mutar because they have to sit, and smicha is called sitting. But for the Dayanim to be ayyadei smicha, they're not allowed to, because then they would be called sitting and they're not allowed to sit. And that's what the union with Ein Yeshiva Bazara. So we have Ein Yeshiva Bazara, only Malchim Beis David could sit. And we'll mention just that Tosfos says in Sotah, he brings from a Yerushalmi that argues and says, even Malchim Beis David are not allowed to sit. And he brings also that the Yerushalmi says, and the Bever Shachar says, that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit, because it says by Eli, that Eli said, Eli Yoshev al Akitei al Mezuzah Teichal Hashem. So we have a shita that Malchim Beis David are allowed to sit. Some say Malchim Beis David are not allowed to sit, and some say the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit. And incidentally, there's a Tumim. The Tumim says in Siman Yud Zayin, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that there was a case in front of the Sanhedrin, and it involved Yanai HaMelech. So they said to Yanai HaMelech, stand on your feet. He came and he sat down. They told him, stand on your feet because you're sitting lifnei Nisha Omar v'yoholam lifnei Hashem. So the Tumim says, since there's the Shechina, there's lifnei Hashem by Dayonim, so he's supposed to sit. So we see something like our Svara, that lifnei Hashem, you're supposed to stand.